We will be beginning today's shiur at the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. As we mentioned yesterday, there was a lender and a borrower, and the borrower had claimed that he had paid his debt prior to the time. Machlokas, we saw between Reish Lakish on one side, Abaye Rov on the other side, is he believed to say that he paid earlier. Today, we'll be continuing with a very similar situation with a minor variation, which will make all the difference in the new discussion. For that, we'll take a look at our introductory note on the side, the Nosei, Tov'o la'achar zmano. The lender sought payment of the loan after the time had lapsed. The Omar lo, and the borrower said, Poratich besoch zmani, I paid early. Mi amrinan, do we say, b'mokom chazoka mali l'shaker? That in the face of a chazoka, namely the assumption that a person ordinarily doesn't pay early, can he say, I paid early, and believe him because he would have had a better taina, a better claim, by saying that I paid on time? So even on the one side of the equation, we have a chazoka that a person doesn't pay early. On the other side of the equation, we have a migu. That means a stronger taina, that he, if he had said he paid on time, he would have believed. So believe him when he said he paid early. Ibayaloho. The Gemara is two lines from the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. Tovo li'achar zman, the lender sought payment after the time of the loan had already lapsed. The Omar lo paratich besoch zmani, and the borrower said, I paid within the time. Mahu. This kind of structure of Gemara is very common. It's called the A or Aleph O Dilma Bay structure. That means a question that has two possibilities. We usually note the Aleph at the beginning, and then somewhere in the course of the discussion, there's an Ol Dilma, and you can see at the top of the next of Vov Amud Aleph, an Ol Dilma squiggle underline, because it's an alternative, and that is noted as Beis, the second alternative. So, Mi Amrinan B'mokoim Chazoka, that in the face of a Chazoka, namely the accepted status that a person doesn't pay early, Mali l'shaker, but let us believe him under these circumstances, because he could have said, I paid on time, and had he said that, he would have been believed. The expression, Mali l'shaker, why should I have lied? Why should I be lying? I could have said something you certainly would believe, so believe me now as well. Why would I have nothing to gain by lying? Oh, Dilma, the base possibility, B'mokom chazoka lo amrinon mali l'shaker. In the face of a given status, namely that people don't pay on time, they don't pay earlier, that is, people don't pay prior to the zman, so that even if he tries to taina such a thing, we don't accept his claim. Rashi says at the end of Hey Amud Beis, Mali v'shaker, I boi omar le poratich bizmani, he could have said, I paid you on time. Hilkoch ki omar le nami poratich besoch zmani ne'emon b'shvua. Therefore, when he says he paid within the time, let us believe him with an oath that he would take to strengthen his claim. Rashi at the top of Vov Amud Aleph, O Dilma, Kiva de Muksuk Lon, since we have an accepted status of people, the Ein Odom Porea Basoch Zmano, people don't pay within their time, Lo Amrinon, B'mokom De'iko Chazoka, De'mare Ledibure, we don't say where there's an accepted status that weakens his claim, Mali v'shakir v'mnu, that he should be believed anyway with his claim of why should I lie. To resolve this, the Gemara suggests a few suggestions along the way. You'll see on the outside of our page our Mivneh notation, and the triangles that you see here will be going in two directions. The reason these triangles have colored in tips is to distinguish this series from the series on the previous page of Hey Amud Beis. So it's not that this is a new series, a new discussion. As we said, these are hochachot, lebeis, kivunim, l'shelo senu. They're in both directions. So toshma, these will also be familiar quotes. Becheskas shenosan, ad shiobi raya shelonosan. We said in the construction of the wall up till Dalet Amos, the fellow who was being claimed, won't you contribute to the building of the wall? We say that he is assumed to have paid until proof is brought they didn't pay. That's the wall that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Hechidomi, ilemo shetovu leacharzman. If we're talking about a case where the one who actually invested in the wall, he made his claim after the wall was built, after the time. The omalo paratich bizmani, and the one being claimed from says, I paid you on time. I paid you upon completion of the wall. Pshita, of course he's believed. I wouldn't need the Mishnah to tell me that. El olav, the omale, it must be a case where he said, poratich besoch zmani. He said, I paid you early. Alma, so we see from this, afilu b'mokom chazaka, amrinon mali l'shakir. But even though there's an accepted status, people don't pay early, if he makes the claim that I paid early, when the one who was trying to collect from him was collecting after the Zman, and he responds, I paid early, he is believed because he could have said, I paid on time. The Gemara rejects this, and this double line, as you see, again, it repeats itself later. These are rejections of whatever we're trying to prove. Shiny hocha, the chosofa v'sofa zmanehu. Each row of wall construction is in fact the end of the time. Toshma. Mi dalet amos ulamala. Ein mechayven oso. Right? We saw this in the Mishnah that from the height of above 4 amos of wall, we don't expect him to contribute. However, somach lo kosel achir, if the second fellow built a parallel wall to this high wall that was being built by the first guy, we say becheskas shelo nosan ad shiovi raya shenosan. He's assumed to not have paid, not have contributed to the high wall until he brings proof that he paid. Hey chidomi, ilemo shetovoi leachar zmano, viomalo poratich bizmani, amaylo. If the claim was made after the time, and he said, I paid on time when he constructed his parallel wall and realized that he has to contribute to the middle wall. So why should he not be believed? El olav yomar poratich besoch zmani. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he said he paid within the time. And what is the Mishnah's ruling? That he's not believed. Almo b'mokom chazaka lo amrinon ma'ali l'shaker. So where there's this assumed status, people don't pay on time, we don't give him the benefit of his ability to have made a better claim. Nor rejects this. Shiny hocha, the case of the wall above 4 amas featured in the Mishnah, is different than the case of a lender and a borrower. The Omar, the second fellow who was hesitant to contributing to the higher wall, he feels he has an excuse. He feels he can get away with paying, get away with not having to pay. Mi yemar de mechayvi de rabbonan. Who says that the rabbonan would be mechayev me to pay for the wall above 4 amas? Omar le ravacha brei de ravel de ravashi. Toshma. As you see, this triangle, as well as the one just before, were tips pointing down. With the conclusion was, remember, we saw the conclusion highlighted the almo word in a diamond. That means that this conclusion should be the same as the conclusion just before, namely that b'mokom chazaka we don't say mali l'shaker. The numbers of the fellow is not believed, and as you can see by glancing down a few lines, you notice the diamond. That's in fact what the conclusion is. Toshma, the Gemara continues. Mono li biyodcha, omar lo hein. A claims from B, you owe me 100. B says back to A, hein, yes. L'mochor, the next day, Omar lo, teneuli. So A says, pay me. Im Omar, if Mr. B says back to him, Nosativ Loch, Potter, I paid you already. He's believed. Ein Lecho Biyadi, Chayav. If he says, I don't owe you any money, he's Chayav. My love. Gemara wants to take these two expressions, the Aleph expression of Nesativ Loch that we saw above, and the Beis expression of Ein Lecho Biyadi, and explain it in such a way that will conform to our sukya. My love, Nesativ Loch, when he makes that claim, what's he really saying? The Omale, Paratich, Bizmani, I paid on time. Ein Lecho Biyadi, when he says, I don't have any money of yours, what's he trying to say? The Omale is saying, Paratich besoch zmani. I paid early. That's why I don't have any money. I don't have any money of yours. The Kotani, and the conclusion of the source is Chayav. Notice how we dot underline the two key expressions, the word besoch, because that's our topic, and the word Chayav, indicating he's not believed, he has to pay. Alma, our conclusion, Bemokom chazoka lo aminon mali l'shaker. The Gemara rejects this, lo. How does it reject it? By redefining those two expressions as to show that it doesn't really, this case that was featured in the Tanaic source doesn't conform to our sukya. My ein lecho biyadi, what is that expression, the Beis expression that was featured in the source, what is he really saying? He's saying, not that I paid you early like we thought, but rather, lo hoyu dvora meolam. There was never any money extended. I mean, your claim has never existed. Rashi, the fourth line from the top, lo hoyu dvora meolam, hilko chayev l'shalem. Because he claims it never happened, that's what makes him chayev to pay. Why? Rashi had actually explained a little bit earlier that when he acknowledged the loan on the first day of the first claim, the first day of claim, he actually said, yes, I owe you money, and he said it in front of witnesses. At this point, the next day, when he says, lo hoyu dvora meolam, he's chayev. Why? Sharei, Rashi continues, yesh edim shehoyda lo bifnehem. There are witnesses that heard him. In front of them, he admitted that he did owe the money. The kevan di omar lo lo visi, modehu shelo pora. By his saying, well, I never borrowed from you. What's he really saying? He's really confessing shelo pora. How is that? How by saying I never borrowed is he really saying I didn't pay? Shekol mi she'eno love. Well, anybody who didn't borrow, eino porea. Hilchach keomer lo porati domi. By his claim of it never happened, he's really saying I never paid up. Dilo ma porati ne'emon. Had he claimed I paid you already, he would be believed. Afilu lova b'fnei edim. Even if he had taken the loan out in front of witnesses, and this is based on another Gemara, the Kaimalon b'shvuas, Hamavis chaver b'edim, Ein tzorok l'foro b'edim. That even though a loan is extended in front of witnesses, it doesn't have to be paid back in front of witnesses. Continuing in the Gemara. We had just read in the Gemara that the expression Ein lecho biyadi means Lo hoyu dvor milam. The fellow's claiming, oh, I never borrowed from you. Bearing in mind that the day before you admitted that I owe you money, and he made that admission in front of witnesses. The Omar Mar, Kol Oimer Lo Lo Visi, anyone who says, I never borrowed from you, it's like, Lo Hoyu Dvorim, I never borrowed from you. Ki Omer, it's as if he's saying, Lo Parati Domi. As we saw in Rashi, because someone who didn't borrow, obviously didn't pay up. So by saying he didn't borrow, he's in effect saying I didn't pay up. As the Gemara continues, we will find the diagrams, the illustrations, in the Pirush Chai, the Sefer of Illustrations authored by Rav Chaim Porush, very helpful as the Gemara continues. The quote from the Mishnah, Somach lo koisel achir, milgal gilin olov es hakol. If you glance at the picture on the bottom of page 20, there's a picture with Mishnah Dalid. We see a wall that has a 4 amma indication and beyond, because the four amas is the basic height, but we're talking about a Mishnah, in the Mishnah about a wall that was built above four amas, and that's in the middle, that's between the two chatzeros, and the wall that's to the right of that, marked by the aleph in the illustration, that's a parallel wall that was built by that particular neighbor. We saw in the Mishnah that if he does such a thing, then he's expected to contribute to the middle wall, even though it's above four amas. The Gemara continues. Omer Rav Huna, somach lepalga, somach lekula. Rav Nachman omar, lemay de somach, somach, lemay de lo somach, lo somach. We have a machlokus between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. We'll go over this machlokus, but before we go too much further, let us just glance at the nosei on the outside of our page. Al ha dekotani somach lo koisel megaglav asakol. The Mishnah had mentioned that if the one of the neighbors built a wall completely on his property, parallel to the middle wall, he's then expected to contribute to his entire share. The entire share of that middle wall, imasheni somach lepalga. What would be the case if the parallel wall that particular neighbor built on his own property is only half the dimension of this tall wall that is built in the middle? We'll have a machlokis Rav Huna Rav Nachman bekama tzorach hasheni leishtatef bekoisel rishon. How much will he have to contribute with regard to the middle wall that was built beyond four amas of height? Rav Huna said, somach lepalga, somach lekula. What does somach lepalga mean? It means if his parallel wall is half the dimension. Now, half the dimension, what does that mean? It might mean half in height. And this is illustrated in picture 67 and 68. In picture 67, there's a wall that's half in length. And in picture 68, it's half in height. So that we're talking about a case where if the middle wall, we're talking beyond four amas, if the middle wall was 10 amas, and he builds a wall on his property 5 amas tall, will that mechayev him to contribute to the entire 10 amas of middle wall height or not? According to Rav Huna, who we're dealing with right now, who said, somach lepalga, somach lekula, yes, even if what he constructed on his own side was half, we view this as if he's going to continue this construction to parallel the entire size of that middle wall, indicating in the future that he'll be happy with this entire tall, long middle wall. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, says, "Lemay de somach somach, lemay de lo somach lo somach." If he built half the dimension of the middle wall, so when it comes to contributing to the middle wall, he'll pay according to that amount. That if he built his parallel wall in half the height of that middle wall, 5 amas instead of 10 amas, he'll pay for 5 amas of the height of the middle wall. And the same story with regard to the length. As the Gemara goes on, we see Spugel underline Moder Rav Huna, and a little bit further Moder Rav Nachman. Each one of these deos will agree to the other one given certain circumstances. Umoder Rav Huna bekarna v'lufta. Rav Huna, who said that the fellow who constructed his personal wall is expected to contribute full amount with regard to the middle wall, he will concede that under this circumstance of karna v'lufta, that he doesn't have to contribute the full amount. That's featured in illustration 69. In that illustration, the middle wall, as you can see, is beyond four amas. It's a long, tall wall. The gentleman who's being claimed from has a structure that he built parallel to the middle wall, but it also stops at a certain point. The expression karna v'lufta, Rashi explains, we see Rashi in the upper part of the page, Umoda Rav Huna Bekarna Velufta, Bechibur Shebekeren Zavis, something that's attached in the corner. The word Lufta means Chibur, an attachment. We actually saw this expression on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph as well. Hare Shehoya Sof Basil Sheruvain, the corner of Ruvain's house, Dovuk Lekoisel Zeh Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, is attached to this parallel, to the middle wall that's between the two Chatzeros. Ulachar Zman Nimlach Ruvain Zeh V'chibur Binyan Muat B'keren Zavis Shel Sof Basil. At a certain point, Ruvain decided to construct a shed, some type of small hut structure in his property that is parallel to the middle wall. Oblitas habinyan mishucha keneged miktsas orach hakosel. The extent of this hut that he constructed is only parallel to part of the length of the middle wall. Hamavdil bein hachatzeros, that middle wall that's the issue of our sukya. Under these circumstances, mode ravuna de lamai de lo somach, shein binyan kazeh osui li moshech. If the length of this wall in the diagram 69 is, for argument's sake, it's 10 amas, and the length of that hut is 4 amas, he's not going to be constructing any more. He's not going to be adding to take advantage of the full length of that middle wall. Hence, he's not expected to contribute to the full amount. Continuing in the Gemara, Umode Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman, who previously had said that he's not expected to pay any more than his parallel wall, its dimensions. Rav Nachman will concede that under the following circumstances he has to pay for the full amount. Be'afriza uba'ak be'osa dekshuri. These items are illustrated in pictures 72, the Afriza, and 73, the Akvisa dekshuri. What do we see in what is the Afriza? So the Afriza is remember our the fellow who built his parallel wall on his own property built a short wall. However, he also put along the top of the wall a long beam running the length of that short parallel wall. The purpose of that beam is for him in the future to put some cross beams attaching to the middle wall, the wall between the two properties, in anticipation of building a second story. So by placing this beam along his short wall, we see he's interested in constructing a second story, thereby taking full advantage of the tall middle wall. So, pay up. And the Akvitsa Dikshuri is in the event that he doesn't have a beam to place along the top of the wall. Let's say he doesn't have that long a piece of wood. There was this practice of making holes in his short wall and putting cross beams using these holes to support the perpendicular beams that attach themselves to the middle wall, as is illustrated in illustration 73. The point for us is to any act that indicates that this fellow will be constructing a second story, thereby taking full advantage of the extended height of the middle wall, that creates on our part the idea that he has to contribute, and even Rav Nachman concedes to that. The Gemara continues. Omar Rav Huna, Be Kovi Lo Havi Chazoka, the Afagav de Ovadle Himliti. This too is illustrated, picture 76. What do we see here? We have a situation where the initial neighbor, he put up a tall middle wall beyond the 4 amas. And in that tall middle wall, he also constructed the same type of thing we mentioned just before, holes in the wall that are designed to have the crossbeams placed there for eventual future construction. So if Shimon is the one that built the tall middle wall, Reuven cannot claim, hey, you see, you put those holes in anticipation of my putting beams up. It must be that I already paid you. So Reuven cannot claim that against Shimon. True, Shimon put those holes in the middle wall, but that does not serve as any proof. Whereas the Gemara says, "Lo havi chazota." It's not a chazota to benefit Reuven in claiming, oh, I paid my share of the tall wall. Why is that? The Gemara explains, the Amale, Amina, I figured, I, meaning the Shimon who constructed the tall wall between the two properties, with the holes in it, in anticipation of Reuven's wanting to put crossbeams for his eventual construction project, I figured, l'chipaisisli lo lisra ashisoi. When you eventually pay me, you haven't paid yet, but when you eventually pay me, in anticipation of your construction projects and all, there'll be no need to bang out holes and thereby weakening the structure. So what did I do, claims Shimon? He says, I took preemptive action, made the holes, knowing that you would want to do that, and I did it already, but that doesn't indicate, by any stretch of the imagination, that you already paid. Continuing in the Gemara, the Nosei and Mivneh notation we have on the side, we have featured two diamonds with Roman numerals 1 and 2. These are dugmaot shel cheskas shimush. They're examples of a form of chazaka for use purposes. As cheskas shimush, Rashi takes pains to note there are two types of chazakas that people can gain. One is a cheskas gimel shanim. It's use of property over the course of 3 years. That enables you to claim ownership. In addition, if you claim, in addition to the fact that I've been using it for 3 years, I had once bought it from you, I bought this property from you, and people aren't expected to watch their shtoris, and he says, I bought it from you, I've been using it for 3 years, and you haven't protested my use. That's called a cheskas gimel shanim, and the person who makes such a claim will gain ownership, will thereby be believed in his claim. This sugya is not talking about cheskes gimel shanim. It's talking about use of property in the face of the neighbor, and by his use of the property, even after a very short amount of time, it will indicate to us that he must have paid for these rights and thereby can continue using it with the claim that I paid you for these rights. This is featured by Rashi. Rashi, we have a star in our Shas Ozir edition, about the fifth wide line. Achsik luhurdi, kol chazokas halolu dishmaitin. The chazokas that we'll be talking about in our perek, einon chazkos sholoshonim. Those are featured in the third perek of Bava Basra. The lo shayach sholoshonim elo gabi cheskas karka shemachsik besode chavero viomar viomer lekachtiv mimcha. Where a fellow uses property after having claimed I bought it from you and I've used it for 3 years, aval hocha, in our sugya that we are about to learn, becheskas tashmishin be'almo mayri, shemishtamish b'shel chavero, that I am benefiting from your property somehow, u'b'shel achas, mishtamish b'fona v'shosek havi chazok, and even after using it for a short amount of time in the presence of the neighbor, that creates this chazok, k'nemucho k'amon, di'amrinon, but we say the chabrei betina, if a person, let's say, rested a beam on the neighbor's wall and cemented it to fasten it in place, la'al tehavi chazaka v'taimo, and the reason for that is mishum daminon, we figure as follows: Lo shovik inish lishtamushi b'soch shelo tashmish shokvius b'lo reshuso. No one would be silent watching the neighbor use your property, a fixed, a constant type use. That's a tashmish shokvius, not a one-time thing, but a regular, continuous use without having received permission. V'kivan mishtamish ze lefanov v'shosei. Since the second fellow is using the first fellow's property in some form, and the first fellow remains quiet, yesh lomar denotal rishus mimenu nasan momon umochalo tashmish ze. It must be that he receives explicit permission to do thusly, or he paid for the rights. V'hani mili deavichazotik don shetoin hu mocharli o nasan li b'matana. This claim is only works if, in addition, he claims you sold me the rights or you gave me the rights as a gift. Avalim ton ishtamashti b'fonav b'shosak. If I claim, well, look, you know, I was using it. You didn't say anything. Eino chazok. It's not like kamo chazos abatim. Kol chazok sheni motaina eino chazoka. Any chazoka use without an additional claim doesn't grant rights. The example given by the Gemara over there says, what are you doing in my property? And he says back, Shalom Ali Adam Dover Milam, no one said anything to me. Hey, no chazoka, that doesn't work. The Gemara there that says on a chazoka that you don't gain rights unless you have a basic claim along with it, refers to all the chazokas, Loshno Cheska Sholoshanim, Loshno Cheska Yom Echad Kihani, whether it be property rights, property ownership, which we said that takes place after use of 3 years, or use rights, as in the sugya we're about to see, which can take place after a short while. Omer Rav Nachman. We're going to note the fact that we have featured the names with diamonds, and the diamonds with the Roman numerals are different examples of Rav Nachman. The first set of examples deals with the Roman number one, covers the use of the issue of resting beams on the neighbor's wall. The second set of examples has to do with water runoff rights, as will be illustrated. Omer Rav Nachman. And in each section, Roman 1 and number 2, you'll notice there's an aleph and a beis. Because within each example, there's an ikar d'amri. There are two lishonas. So, Rav Nachman aleph. Achzik l'hurdi, lo achzik l'kshuri. Hurdi, we'll refer to them as light beams. If I was resting light beams on your wall, that doesn't grant me rights to rest kshuri, heavy beams. However, if I was resting heavy beams on your wall, likshuri, if I was doing that, resting heavy beams on your wall, achzik luhurdi, I would have rights to rest lightweight beams as well. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef, he's cholek on Rav Nachman, and says, achzik luhurdi, achzik likshuri. Says, even if he was using the wall for resting light beams, he can, in fact, rest on the neighbor's wall, heavy beams as well. Ika di Amri. Omer Rav Nachman. Achzik. Luhurdi. Achzik. Likshuri. Likshuri. Achzik. Luhurdi. So Rav Nachman Beis is basically saying what Rav Yosef said in the first Loshan. That whether if you were using it for Hurdi, you can use it for kshuri, and if you're using it for kshuri, you could use it for hurdi. Omer Rav Nachman. This section deals with water rights. We're talking about cases that are illustrated in the diagrams in the Pirush Chai, illustration 79, where I have a structure, a roof with might be a house. And the area surrounding the house is owned by someone else. So in the picture, it's illustrated, it's Chotzer Kavero. And water is running off my roof into his property. There are different qualities of water runoff. Some situations, water runs off in a trickle. There are different situations where water is focused into a drain, and the way it exits the drain is in a more forceful fashion. And so there, these different forms of water runoff affect the neighbor in different ways. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Achsik lenatfi, Achsik leshafchi. If water was running off in all directions, with non-focused runoff, as is illustrated in 79, if that particular individual, the owner of the house, will say, if he wants to attach a drain and have the water runoff focused, he certainly can do that, because that's less damaging to the owner of the chotzer. That's what it means in the Gemara when it says achzik l'shafri. He has a right to attach a drain. However, achzik l'shafri, if he started off with a drain attached to his roof, he cannot remove the drain and have the natfi situation. That's what the Gemara says here: achzik l'shafri, lo achzik l'natfi. Rav Yosef Omar, afilu achzik l'shafri, even if he had originally had a drain and he wants to remove it, he can. Achzik l'natfi. Iko di amri, Omar of Nachman, achzik l'shafri, achzik l'natfi. L'natfi, achzik l'shafri. Avol. Even in this liberal Rav Nachman opinion, there is one case that he's not allowed to do, and that is avol litzrifa d'urbani lo, to change the structure, the roofing material, to go from the flat top roof that he had before and put this thatched roof, if you will, branch type covering, as is illustrated in 81. That he's not allowed to do. We take a look at Rashi toward the end of the Omid. There's a double asterisk, we've noted. Avol tzriful urbani lo. What is that? Gag shel tzorif. Shridul bebelaz. Shemechasano sabanfe arova. It's covered with arova branches. Vahainu urbani. Omitoch shehatipin. Smuchin ma'od. Since it's a very, it's an intense type of drip where the drops are one right after the other. Ein ba'al ha-chotzer yochol lishtamesh tachtehem. It's difficult for the owner of the chotzer to use the area under this type of runoff, and hence it's not allowed for the owner of the structure to change the roof to this type of material if it hadn't been there in the first place. The Gemara continues, Rav Yosef Omar, afilu tzrifa d'urbani. He's very liberal. He allows even a change to that. Avad Rav Yosef Uvda b'tzrifa d'urbani, and Rav Yosef paskind in his locale a sock like that, a liberal type sock. The Gemara now proceeds with a new sukya. On the outside of our page, we've indicated in our key, the Nosei and the Mivneh, this volcano shape indicates a series of three deos, beheter shimush michutz l'diro shel hasocher dira, the binyon diros. There's a fellow who is renting an apartment, renting a flat in an apartment building. We're going to see that he has use rights even outside the apartment itself. For example, if there's a shelf, let's say, on the wall outside his apartment, or if there's a rooftop apartment, and there's a ledge on the roof that's above his apartment that he's renting, he might have rights to use that ledge as well. We'll be seeking assistance from the illustrations by looking at illustration 88. Our Gemara continues. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Bar Avua. Hamaskir Bayis Lechavero, Bebira Gedola. Person rents to his friend an apartment in an apartment building. Mishtamesh Bixoleha Ubezizeha Ad Arba Amois. Ubeuve HaKoisel Bemokum Shenohagu. We're saying here he's allowed to use the wall, and zizel would be ledges, up to a distance of 4 amas from his apartment. and the Uve HaKosel, if it's a rooftop apartment, and there's a the outer wall has a certain amount of thickness to it, he's able to use that as well, where that's the minik. Avol betarbitz apadni lo. The tarbitz apadni is featured in illustration 88, Aleph. It's a garden. If the apartment building has a garden at the entrance, so that area of the building let's say rented an apartment over the garden, he cannot use the outside area. Rashi explains, Avol betarbitz apadni lo, derech bone biro chashuva, people that build, let's say, exclusive apartment buildings, lo niach lo keneged pesach hatrakun echoshuv shebo ke'en dino ktano la'avir. They will also have a little garden opposite the entrance, the main entrance, for creates a sense of airspace, of air and good feeling. The olin bo d'shoyim, grass grows there. V'yofe hamara le'inayim, and has a pleasant eye appeal. V'sham ein rishus lezeh litlos b'ksolim klum. If you can imagine, like hanging your laundry over there. Now you wouldn't be allowed to. She'enu osli likoneis l'socho. In order to gain access to the ledges there, or the whatever he's hanging out over there, he'd have to walk through the garden, and it's not customary to trample through that area. Hence, he has no use rights of the area that are outside this garden part of the building. The Gemara continues. Rav Nachman didei Omar, Rav Nachman himself, because the previous appearance of Rav Nachman, he was quoting Rabba Bar Avuha. Here, Rav Nachman himself says, "Afilu betarbitz apadni," that he does have rights over the garden area. Avo rachvo shachori abatim lo, but a courtyard that's in the back of the apartment building, that's also featured in the diagram. You'll notice in the corner of that structure the word rachba. That type of area, he doesn't have use rights. The Rova Omar afilu rachba shachore abatim, he does grant use rights. The Gemara continues with a new discussion. We'll glance at our nosei. Chiluke dinim beinyan chazaka behanochas kura al kosel chavero. Different halachas regarding the use rights of a wall for leaning beams on the friend's structure. Amar Avina, hai kshura de metalalosa. A beam that creates shade. Ad talsin yomin lo havi chazaka. That if I'm resting it on your wall for a few days, up till 30 days, that doesn't grant me the rights to claim I have a chazaka to rest my beam on your wall. Rashi, lo havi chazaka. Rashi appears across from here. Im somcha kisach haver velo micha besoch shloshim yom. If I rested my beam on your wall and you didn't protest within 30 days, lo havi chazaka liton velomar piastich bemos ad olam. I cannot claim that, oh, I paid you for open-ended rights. The chol talsin yomin lo kopid inish velo mochi. That people will remain silent up till 30 days and not protest. Sovor, he figures, the owner of the structure figures, chaveri zeh tzorch litzel. He must need a little shade, it's a couple hot days, and the yomim watim yitlenu misham, he'll probably remove it after a few days, so he remains quiet. The Gemara continues, boser talsin yomin, havi chazaka. If, however, I have my beam, my shade beam, resting on your wall for more than 30 days, after that period of time, if I claim I paid you for rights, and it's been there for more than 30 days, I'll be able to keep it there, because we will have expected the owner of the wall to have protested at this point, and he didn't. Ve'i sukkah de mitzvahi, if I'm resting my sukkah beams on your wall, at shiva yomin lo havi chazaka, that up till 7 days people will be moichel, it's sukkis, you know, hey, let him use my wall. Boser shiva yomin havi chazaka. After 7 days, hey, it's not sukkis anymore. What's the guy doing? Leaving his sukkah but on my wall? If he remains quiet, the fellow who owns the beams will be able to claim, I bought rights from you and you didn't protest. And hence I have a right to continue using it. We saw this example in Rashi on Omer Aleph. If I attach my beams to your wall with cement and you're there and you remain quiet, I'll be able to claim I bought rights from you, because no one would remain quiet in the face of someone cementing something to his wall unless he actually paid for the use. The Gemara now proceeds with a new sukya, and there are geometric forms in our Gemara that draw our attention to bow ties with numbers. What are these all about? So we'll take a look at the key on the side, the mivneh. Binyan ksalim bein rishuyo shonos. We'll be talking about walls, construction of walls between two domains, but different examples. One, shnei botim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim, construction of walls on the roofs of two houses. The two houses are on two sides of a thoroughfare. Number two, gag hasomuch lechotzer chavero. The second example will be, and you can skim down the page and you'll see that the bow tie number two is in fact that case of a rooftop of one party that's next to the chotzer of his neighbor. The third example is two chatzeros zula malamizu. There are two chatzeros. One is higher than the other. It could be their terraced properties on the side of a mountain, so the chotzer of one fellow is higher than the chotzer of the next fellow. And all of these examples are featured till the bottom of the omid with the bow tie form. Omar Abaye, Shnei Botim, B'Shnei Sidei Rishus Harabim. We'll be able to take advantage of the illustrations, 94. We have two houses that are on either side of a thoroughfare. Ze oise maike lechatzi gago, veze oise maike lechatzi gago. Each party builds a wall half the length of the roof. Ze shelo keneged ze, uma adif. Each party is going to build his wall not opposite the other fellow's wall, but in the fashion illustrated here, dafka shelo keneged, dafka not opposite the other fellow. And there should be overlap as well. And you can see the section of overlap illustrated by the aleph in the diagram. What's the purpose of this? So that when each party is on their roof, he won't suffer from hezek ria of the other fellow. The Gemara asks, "My iria b'rishus harabim, afilu rishus hayochid nami." Why does Abaye trouble himself to feature a case of two sides of a thoroughfare? He could have spoken about a private domain, two houses with a chotzer in the middle, and the neighbors don't want each other to see what they're doing. And so this is the halacha. What do you have to feature Rishus HaRabim? You can see that we have a long answer. That's indicated by the tough tshuva, a long answer lasting a number of lines. The Gemara explains, Rishus HaRabim mitzri cholei. There's a chidush in the case of Rishus HaRabim. Mahu detemo, neimo lei. Let one say to the other. You have one fellow who's not so interested in building a wall on his roof. Let him say as follows. Self, ho bois litzenui mibnei Rishus HaRabim. Why should I contribute at all? You have to watch yourself anyway from the public that's traveling on the road below. So since you have to be mitzaneah anyway, you have to watch yourself from them. So why should I have to build a wall on my roof? Komash malon. That's what Abaye informs us. The omale, the fellow who wants his privacy, can claim to the other fellow who doesn't want to pay as follows. And we have them numbered off. There are three claims. Rabim, as far as the public is concerned, biyamoma chazuli b'leila lo chazuli. They see me only day by day. They don't see me by night. At bein biyamoma bein b'leila chazuli. I have to be guarding myself from you, even at night. Inami, Rabim, ki koimno chazuli, ki yasivno lo chazuli. As far as the public is concerned, when do they see me? Ki koimno, when I stand. The word koimno is really combination of koi, and then the word no is me. I, when I stand. Or like the word yasivno, yasiv ano. When I sit, the suffix there of the nun aleph is like is ano. It's just they don't include the aleph here. So as far as the rabbim, they're not as significant a threat to my privacy because they see me only when I stand. When I sit, they don't see me. At chazisli bein ki ko imno bein ki yasivna. A third claim, rabbim ki ma'ainu chazuli ki lo ma'ainu lo chazuli. As far as the public is concerned, if they make an effort to see me, will they see me? At memeilu nami chazisli, you're right across at the same level. Even without making an effort, you automatically will see me. So I therefore insist that in addition to my building a wall on half of my roof, I want you to build a wall on half of your roof. Omar Mar. Quote from before, and in the Shas Ozir edition, to assist in trying to find earlier quotes, we often indicate that with an arrow, and you can see this quote is from what was mentioned above. Ze ose maike lechatzi gago, ze ose maike lechatzi gago, ze shelo kinege, ze umadif. More says pshita. Okay, that's, it's obvious that that would be the solution to Hezek Re'iya concerns. Lo tzricha, the significance of Abaye teaching this halacha is under the following circumstances. That kodim chad minayu v'ovad didei. That one, they didn't build this effort simultaneously. Rather, one of them built on his half of the roof by himself. Ma'u detema. Name olei idoch. I might have thought that the fellow who doesn't want to do any construction on his roof could say, Shkol uzinka. No, I take the expenses. I'm going to pay you for the expenses to build completely on your roof. The avdeat kulei, build the roof along the entire length. Build the wall, along the entire length of your roof. Komash malon di amalei. The Abaye informs us that the fellow who built initially can say back. At you, sir, my time alo aftis. Why is it that you don't want to? You know, if you're willing to pay me, but you're not willing to build on your rooftop, mishum de misra ashisach, because it's going to weaken your wall by adding stones and weight of building material on your existing structure. You're going to be weakening your structure, be weakening your wall. Anonami misra li ashisoi. Well, it's going to just further weaken my property as well. So I built along half. That's enough. I don't want to have my wall weakened any further. So I insist that you build on your half as well. Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Gad hasomuch l'chotzer chavero. You have a roof of one party that's next to the chotzer of the other. Oselo maike gavoa dalet amas. Under these circumstances, we can insist on a wall of separation of 4 amas of height because of the Hezek Re'iya concern. Avo ben gag li gag lo. But if it's a question of 2 rooftops that are continuous, then there's no insistence upon building a 4 ama wall. Rav Nachman didei Omar, eino zokuk l'dalet amos, aval zokuk l'mechitzas asora. True, not 4 amas of wall between the 2 rooftops. However, a mechitza of 10 tfachim, yes. So Moshe says, where does this number come from, this 10 tfachim number? Lemai, we have double underlined, a series, the double underlined is part of our series markings. These are all kinds of suggestions, and we have this indicated on the side by the Mivneh. These are Shlavim, Lebiur, Mashmaos, Shiur, Asora Tfachim, Shel Rav Nachman, Bein Gag, Lagag. What is the intent of 10 Tfachim that Rav Nachman introduced? So let's go through the possibilities. Lemai. Ila Hezekriya, if the 10 Tfachim is in order to prevent Hezekriya, but 10 Tfachim doesn't work. Arba Amas Boino, we would require 4 Amas of height. Ila Nitfasalov Kiganov. If it's just to separate properties, so that this literally means to catch him as a thief. It's to indicate property boundary. Up till this point is your property and you have no business on mine. So the Mesipas Bialma Sakya, some type of low slat structure would be enough. You don't have to have 10 tfachim for property demarcation. If it's to prevent animals from wandering from one property to the next, one rooftop to the next. There's an expression, maybe those who have learned Masechah Sukkah might appreciate this. That's a three tfachim of height. Animals, these type of domesticated animals, they don't jump walls that are more than three tfachim of height. It's an expression, we didn't translate it literally, but b'chdei shelo yizdakir b'basrosh would mean to prevent these domesticated animals from encroaching on the other property. That means three tfachim sagi. That's enough. Samora answers. Leolam. What's the 10 tfachim height for? The nitfas alav kiganov. It's for property demarcation, so that as a person should not be able to claim that he's on his own property when in fact he's found on the next guy's property. And the Gemara explains. The mesipas, if it were a low slat structure, that would not stop him. Motzi mishtamit lei Omar, he could offer as an excuse, what's he doing on the other fellow's property? Say, I'm tsuri kam am tsirna. Rashi explains this on the third wide line under the Gemara. Motzi mishtamit lei velomar chefetz nofal miyadi. Oh, something fell out of my hands. That's what I'm doing on your property. When we know his intent was to steal something. He could offer his excuse. Oh, something rolled out of my hands. Al gagchon, your roof. V'nechnasti etzlecho lito. That's what I'm doing on your property. Retrieve my item. Hence, in order to prevent this type of claim, we insist on a 10 tefach type wall. Things don't roll out of people's hands and then jump over a 10 tefach wall. The Gemara completes this thought. The mechitzas asora lo motzi mishtamit lei. If he has a 10 tefach high wall, he won't be able to offer such an excuse. Meisvei, Gemara offers a challenge to what we just said. The following source: im hoya chatzero lemalo migago shochavero ein nizkokin lo. Illustrated in illustration 101, if fellow's chotzer is higher than his neighbor's rooftop, it says in the source, ein is kokin lo, my lav. What does that mean, ein is kokin lo? Ein is kokin lo klal. We have no expectations, no need to build anything. That serves as a kashan Rav Nachman Didei. Rav Nachman Didei said that even though there's circumstances that we don't insist on four Amma tall walls, but we still insist on some form of construction, of wall construction between two properties. Here you have a source featuring two properties, and it says Ein Nizkokin Lo, that we don't insist upon anything. The Gemara rejects the challenge, no question. Lo, Ein Nizkokin Lo Dalat Amas, Ava Nizkokin Lo Mechitzas Asora. We don't insist on him building four Amas, but yes, 10 Tefach structure wall is necessary. And we explained that was in order to prevent the nitfas alav kaganov situation, prevent the situation where a person claims that he was where a person had intent to steal and just claims I happen to be looking for my thing that rolled out of my hand. So in order to prevent that claim, 10 tfachim is necessary. itmar. A third situation. Shtei chatzer zu l'mala mizu. Omer Rav Huna. If you have two chatzeros, we indicated this is like on a side of a mountain. We have a terrace type building. Upper fellow and lower fellow. If illustration 102 will assist in understanding Rav Huna. Omer Rav Huna. Tachton bone mikenegdo v'oile. The Elyon Bone Mikenegdo V'Ole. The lower neighbor will build on his own the height of the wall till the floor level of the upper gentleman, and from that point upwards, the upper gentleman builds. So according to Rav Huna, there's no joint effort. Rav Chisda, his opinion is illustrated in 103, picture 103. Omar Elyon Misayeya Milamata Ubone. There's a joint effort from the beginning of the low chotzer, from the beginning of the floor of the lower chotzer, all the way up to fence off the upper chotzer. They do it jointly. Tanya Kavose de Rav Chisda. We have a Tanaic source, and in the Tanaic source, there's a particular phrase that will clearly illustrate Rav Chisda's point of view, and that's not underlined. You can even jump ahead and see that it says Misayeya Milamato Bone. That's what we don't underline. So what does the source say? It describes our situation. Shtei chatzer zu l'mala mizu. Lo yomar ha'elyon hareini bone mikenegdi v'ole. That I'm just going to build from my floor upwards. The upper guy cannot say that. Ella Misayeya Milamata Ubone. The upper guy has to contribute to the construction from the lower chotzer upward. Vim hoisa chotzeru lamala migago shel chavero eino zokoklo. However, if it's not a case of two chotzeres, but rather a chotzer next to a gag, so then we don't insist on the same standard. This particular part of the source was dealt with earlier in the Gemara. We start a new sukya, also with markings that draw our attention. We see a series of triangles and many other markings along the way. We'll take a look at our key. The key indicates that this sukya will go to Zion Amud Beis, and as serving as the conclusion of this particular shir, we will just look at the key to anticipate what we'll see next time. There'll be four, these triangles will represent four situations. Shaleim uvop sakshel Rabbi Chama, that Rabbi Chama will be paskining. And even though we're not going to be doing it today, nevertheless, you can see ahead of time, through the miracle of the markings, Rav Chama, he's circled. As you go down Zion Amud Aleph, Rav Chama will be paskining these series of cases, and he extends even to Zion Amud Beis. And his psak will say Bedino Kome Akev, that the man has a right to his obstinance, or his insistence, and that's going to be featured by the double line with the dots between them, as your eye sees down Zion Amud Aleph each time Rav Chama is saying Bedino Kome Akev. With that, we conclude today's daf.